Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
I'm sorry, your name is Kara?
Kyra.
Yeah, I received an item in the mail yesterday from your company, Import Direct Gadgets. It was a flashlight, and now you're hitting me with an unauthorized charge. I got a call from my credit card company, Chase, for $86. I want to make sure my card is blocked from your company.
Can you provide me with a zip code, sir?
77584. I'm looking at the package that I received it yesterday.
And your first and last name?
First name is Ronald. Last name is Eck, E-C-K.
1 second.
What it was is I paid for the shipping of the flashlight, which I received. But now my credit card company said you're hitting me with another $86. I want that card blocked by your company.
You stated Ronald Eck?
Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Eck, E-C-K. The order shipment was April 10th. I'm looking at your copy.
Okay. It doesn't show that we have an order here listed with the name that you're providing me with. Could it be under anyone else?
No. I'm looking at it. The package came. I'm looking at the package it came in. I've got the tracking number. Are you Import Direct Gadget?
We are a third party, so we do represent over 400 different companies. I would have to access.
Okay, well, there's a company called Mega Sapphire something or other, and they are the ones that charge me for the if I give you the name of the company that you got it, can you take care of that for me and make sure this card is blocked from them?
No, sir, I would still have to access an account.
Would it help if I gave you the name of the company?
No, sir. I would have to access an account with your information.
Well, what do you need from me? I've got all the information here in front of me.
Okay. Well, if you would like, you can provide me with the first six and the last four digits of the card that's being charged.
Well, that's how my card got hit to begin with. I gave them that information, and I authorized it for the, for the taxes, for the shipping, which, as I said, was the, the $8 or whatever it was, $7.95.
Yes, sir. With no account available, it's not much I can further assist you on.
So how do I make sure this doesn't happen again? You're the ones that shipped it to me. Aren't you responsible for that? You shipped me the item.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? It came from you. Why can't you block my card? I don't understand.
I would have to access an account, sir. I can't block anything if I can't access an account.
So what would you need from me again then? I'm sorry.
The first six and the last four digits of the card that's being charged.
And then you're able to block it?
And then I'm able to see if I can access an account.
Oh, so you access it through my credit card. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. I'm able to try to access it through the card that was charged.
Well, my bank, Chase, gave me a phone number of this company. Would that help? I have the phone number of the company, but when I call the number, this place that actually sent me the email, I keep getting a ring busy. Does this number, if I give you a number, would that help you, their phone number of this company?
Not really, sir. I'm not able to assist you unless I can access an account. I suggest that you call the credit card company or your bank back.
Which I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already told them, and they told me just cancel the card, which I'm going to do, but okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.